You know how in sports movies, right before the big game, the coach gathers his team in the locker room and delivers a speech about how far they've all come? That's kind of how Planning Day 2014 started, to the strains of the Verve's bittersweet symphony.
A lot of deferred maintenance, some you might say. Got a leaky roof. I don't know how you're gonna make a go of it. Go check out the Hame Center today. Go check out the Hame Center today.
Doug Osborne with the Southeast Alaska Health Consortium has organized Planning Day since 2007. Projects got very little seed money then, but that didn't stop them from happening. The Choose Respect mural, the Fish to Schools program, the farmer's market, all once pies in the sky. Now, concrete realities in Sitka.
What if we dial this in and we get to where we can consistently make big strides on two goals every year? What would Sitka be like in 20 years after 40 Health Summit goals are accomplished?
In its eighth year, the summit is bigger than ever. They hired a part-time executive director, built a new website, and raised $2,000 worth of seed money for each of the chosen projects. Representatives from Sitka Community Hospital and Search were there, but also from the National Park Service and the Sitka School District, folks that aren't usually in one room together.
I was visualizing a pod of whales spinning around together and working together to get the krill to come up into that little circle for their benefit.
That's Elizabeth Sutton. Today, she's leading one of the breakout groups, which are called Conversation Cafes. For 30 minutes, people can throw out new ideas. Some will be met with approval. And others?
Not all the krill is going to get eaten that day. Some of that krill is meant to survive a little bit longer for other purposes. And so in that same way, I think those ideas are going to come up to the surface, the ones that are ready to be implemented in the community.
Students from Sitka High and Mount Edgecombe were there in record numbers. Evan Ipock says the two rival schools found a lot of common ground at the summit. Together, they proposed a free community center with a separate space for teens.
Couches, free Wi-Fi, feminine hygiene products. We want to make those readily available for free because you shouldn't have to pay for something that's a necessity in your life. We also want to make condoms available. We want to make affordable...
Wait, there's no place for condoms in Sitka?
There are places for condoms. You can get them in the counseling office at the high school, but we want to have a discreet and a very obvious way to get them because we don't want people to be so embarrassed to get condoms that they don't use them.
Paulette Moreno stepped outside to get some fresh air. Moreno had spent all morning rallying planners around a project to revitalize Cat Leanne Street.
Cat Leanne Street is really Sitka. Everybody in Sitka uses it, and many visitors and guests uses it. It's a high traffic area, but it has very narrow streets and very wobbly sidewalks and very low lighting.
Moreno wants to make Cat Leanne accessible for the disabled and to improve the lighting from the fuel dock to New Thompson Harbor. But there's a deeper symbolic value to the street, its cultural history within the Native community, that she would like to honor.
Voting will start in just about a minute.
Dozens of ideas are committed to paper and posted on a blue drop cloth at the back of Harrigan Hall for all to see. With the sound of a kazoo, the voting begins. Planners tag their top, second, and third choice with stickers. The teen center is covered with them.
That's where I walked with my sticker.
Ed Gray attended the summit last year, where he witnessed a similar melding of the minds.
People independently have concerns about the same things, and then, you know, just people kind of coalesce around what's most important.
Over locally sourced fish tacos for lunch, Doug Osborne announces the winners.
Health Summit goals is... Community Center, free! Your other official Sitka Health Summit goal is revitalize Cat Leanne Street!
Paulette Moreno pitched that very project last year, but it didn't earn enough votes to make the cut. Today, she is overcome with joy.
It's very humbling, and I have tears in my eyes for the strength that we'll receive from our ancestors, everybody who lives here, to accomplish what it is that the goals will be set forth this afternoon.
Now that the initiatives have been chosen, the real work begins of figuring out how to make these visions a working reality within the next 365 days. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.